Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
Today's episode covers a topic that we address in a lot more detail in our new book, The Definitive Guide to Meta Creative Testing in a Post-Identifier World, which covers every aspect of how to run creative tests post-ATT, so you can run your tests in a world of incomplete data to discover winning ads with confidence. You can check this out, as also our other books, at rocketshiphq.com/playbooks. So, in a recent episode of the podcast, we went over some considerations for where to run your creative tests. I shared that the most important consideration for where to run your tests is low cost. The number one follow-up I often get when I share this is, what about the reliability of the test itself? If you minimize the cost of your testing, perhaps by testing in a low-cost geo, optimizing for an upstream event, are you sure your results are even going to be reliable? Aren't low-cost tests with inaccurate results a complete waste of time? I 100% agree. You know, there's no point running low-cost tests if your results are not reliable. And this is why I always recommend testing your creative test process whenever possible, and not just running the lowest cost tests. What does this mean to test your creative test process? If you're running a creative test in a low-cost geo, I always recommend running a test when possible in your core geo, which is most often the US, to compare the results from your low-cost geo and the US, to see if you're getting the same results or at least directionally similar results. In the vast majority of cases, I have seen the results in low-cost geos to be very similar to those in the US, which is actually why we continue to run these tests. And I expect that this is generally because people are fundamentally similar and respond to similar ads and appeals, irrespective of where they are. But you should test your results for yourself, not just take my word for it. In fact, when we once tested our testing process to see if a creative test that was optimizing for clicks in a low-cost geo would give the same results that were comparable to a campaign optimizing for a downstream event in a core geo, the results were very clear. Click-optimized test would not yield reliable results. And that is precisely why you should test your own creative testing process whenever it's realistically possible for you. And why do I say whenever it's realistically possible for you when I recommend testing your creative test process? That's because oftentimes, especially when you're at small budgets, it's just not realistic or possible to test your creative testing process because you just don't have the budgets to run a test in the US to compare your results from a low-cost geo. In these cases, it's often best to minimize costs and trust that you'll get at least directional results from your low-cost tests and not bother about testing in a higher-cost geo. But when you do have the budgets, and whenever possible, I do recommend testing your creative testing process to validate your results from your low-cost tests and to make sure your creative testing methodology is bulletproof.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.